Phone Boy Speaks, episode 280, Fingerprint Fuhrer. Much ado has been made about the fact that the Chaos Computer Club has already hacked the, they claim to have already hacked the fingerprint sensor on the iPhone 5S. And, theoretically they can copy somebody's fingerprint and get into it. And I have a couple things to say about that. I mean, first of all, you're right? I mean, the problem with using biometric stuff like fingerprints or DNA or whatever is that if that credential gets compromised, then, it's game over, right? Because you can't exactly get new fingerprints or get new DNA. Whereas you can change your password or your PIN code or whatever. But on the other hand, I look at it this way, right? If you lose physical control of your device anyway, it's game over. So that's, the fact that it's easy to take a fingerprint and use it on the iPhone 5's scanner is honestly, just to me, it's just not a big deal, right? Because there's nothing that's going to physically secure the device really, if it gets lost or stolen or whatever. And, which is why some people are, and some people also look at the value of the data on there and go, well, so what, right? I don't have anything that important or that secret on there. And, so I think that, I think this whole thing is, people are, making a big deal about it, but I personally don't find it to be a big deal. And honestly, for its intended purpose, which is to be more secure than, say, a 4-digit PIN code, well, it's still more secure than that, right? It's still, it gets it wrong 1 out of 50,000 times or something, supposedly. And it also takes your fingerprint and sort of makes it into something that's relatively unique, but it's definitely better than a PIN code because people might actually use it, whereas people might use like really simplistic PIN codes, which doesn't really keep people out. But it will for the most part keep say like your kids or somebody that doesn't really want to steal your device from getting in, but it won't. If somebody is, a criminal, right, they're going to, they really want your device. It doesn't matter what security functions are on it. They're going to get in. And so I think for its intended purpose, the fingerprint scanner is on the iPhone 5S is a good thing, even though, yes, you can fake it out. But again, it's not designed to, it's not designed to keep the real hackers out. But it is designed to keep, honest people honest. And yes, it's a convenience thing. I don't know that it's, some people say it's more secure. And I think it is. It's better than not having a PIN code on your phone or any of the other things. But let's face it, this is, people don't think of it in those terms. They tend to think of it, in very absolute terms. Yes, people can crack it. Well, yes, people can crack it. And, people are always going to find ways around that. But again, I think given what it's intended for and the alternatives, it's definitely in better shape. And I honestly think that it's really, as I say, it's a big overblown thing. And there are certain things I wouldn't use a fingerprint for authenticating, but I think for access to my personal phone, if all the data is stored on the phone itself and not communicated with anybody else, well, I think that's probably okay. And again, if I lose physical control of my device, I assume that somebody's going to find a way into it anyway. It's only just a matter of time. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.